Chapter 1. Damian Greystone willed himself not to strangle the redhead bathing in a tub of grape jelly. But he'd be a fool to think he could go up against her, powerful goddess. As things stood, the insane deity had him by the balls, and with this power, she'd been slowly turning his life into a circus. Her latest stunt was the last straw. Completely unforgivable.
Simeon. He stared at the bubble machine to his side, avoiding her nakedness. I understand you are all-powerful and all-knowing. However, you have brought back the only two women I have ever cared for from the dead. Willa was a witch and not a kind one. She will eat Skye alive.
And Skye, being a modern woman, would not stand for being threatened, degraded, or pushed aside. In short, this was a disaster in the making.
What the devil was Simeel thinking?
You're welcome,
Simeel declared triumphantly. No, not welcome.
What I do not understand,
he brushed off the bubbles accumulating on the front of his navy suit,
is why you would then force them both to work for me.
Simeel had told the women that if they wanted to get back inside living bodies, they each had to sidekick for him.
Don't think that just because you're all,
she waved a hand in his general direction,
smoking hot with pouty sex lips, that whining will work on me.
He was not whining, and his looks were irrelevant, though she wasn't wrong. He was an exceptionally handsome man, tall, physically fit, thick brown hair like all Greystone men.
Simeel, I am not above using my looks to my advantage when the situation calls for it, but today is not one of those days. I do not need sidekicks, especially those two women.
She inhaled deeply and blew out a breath, sending more bubbles in his direction.
Damian, you are my right hand now. My sheriff, the scrum to my scrumdiddlyumptious plan. That makes these lovely ladies your deputy scrums. But alas, you are right. Having both around will only cause distraction. Therefore, you may choose one.
Oh, thank you, he said dryly. That is going to sit well with the ladies.
Simeel was loving this, wasn't she? But that was Simeel. She wasn't happy if she wasn't creating chaos and then coming to the rescue so she could be the hero. Unfortunately, her solutions always came with a price. Case in point, he had agreed to be Simeel's right hand in order to bring back Skye, the woman he accidentally ran over with his SUV. He also happened to find Skye insanely attractive. Why wouldn't he agree to Simeel's terms? Well, little did he know that Simeel would also bring back Willa, his first love from almost 200 years ago. To be clear, that relationship had not ended well.
I choose neither, he replied, because we both know that anyone who gets close to me miraculously ends up dead.
Going to whine about me now, brother? Oh, you're such a pussy. Some people have 3, 4, even 5 souls inhabiting them. You, though, just one extra. And he's awesome. You're also welcome.
Damian ignored the evil twin residing inside him, an inherited trait like his thick, dark hair. All Greystone males were born this way. And yes, the twins were always psychotic, murdering assholes.
Then lucky you, Simeel said chirpily, because you get to pick whichever woman you want to keep close.
Her smile melted away, replaced by a savage gleam in her turquoise eyes, a sign of her divinity. He now had the same color eyes, compliments of Simeel, who had demanded he accept her gift of immortality. He guessed it was to make him a little sturdier for the dangerous tasks ahead.
And if I do not choose? Damien folded his arms over his chest.
Then I will kill them both instead of one.
His stomach lurched. You want to kill the woman I do not choose?
Yes, Siri Bob. And just to make it interesting, I will also kill both women if you fail your next mission. Comprende?
You cannot do this.
Can. Have. Done. And now you must leave. You're disturbing my purpling. My man Roberto will be here soon, and this is his kinky surprise.
She leaned forward, whispering,
He loves the corpse look. See you back here in 1 week. You'd best get that fine tailored ass of yours on a plane to Brazil.
Brazil?
Hello! Remember? The last living vampire?
Seamail scooped a bunch of jelly in her hands and smeared it on her face.
He was last spotted hiding in the rainforest. You must find him and convince the hermitified vampire to come out of hiding. Bring him here to me. We have a lot of work to do, restarting the entire vampire race.
A few years ago, most of the supernatural life on the planet had been wiped out in the Great Explosion. Any creatures that were once human, such as vampires, became human again. The other creatures simply died, though a handful survived for unknown reasons. In any case, the event prompted the gods to retire shortly after. With so few supernatural creatures left alive, it seemed like the perfect time to pursue other interests and allow humans to fend for themselves. Now, Seamiel was secretly breaking her retirement and meddling everywhere, including this next mission to have Damien find the last living vampire.
Seamiel, Damien said, you once told me he wants nothing to do with the modern world. Why would I, a man who completely sympathizes, disturb him? Clearly he wishes to be alone.
Seamiel narrowed her eyes.
Because I told you to.
Now, shoo! Shoo with your shoes. You have 1 week.
1 week! Fucking goddesses!
Damien turned to leave and then stopped.
Seamiel, there will be a day when this relationship of ours comes to an end. I will not do your evil bidding forever.
The question was, how could he get out from under her thumb?
We shall see, Taylor. We shall see.
He headed for the door, fuming. The god's damned goddess was taking things too far. He could never choose between Willa and Sky, yet this was to be his reward for a successful mission? Let one live, let one die again.
He had to find a way out of this.
Almost to the door, he stopped and turned.
The rainforest is a vast place. Where do I start looking for this vampire?
Pay Brutus a visit. He can help.
Brutus,
the deadly immortal soldier who once served in the god's army?
This was going to be a joy.